Australia's competition watchdog has rejected farmer concerns that dollar a litre milk is responsible for slashing their profits. But the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission has found that farmers are getting a raw deal from the major milk companies. It's backing calls for a mandatory code of conduct and for a greater share of the profits made by the milk companies to go to farmers. Brett Worthington reports.
Farmers have hated dollar a litre milk from the first day the supermarkets introduced it. But the competition watchdog has found it's having little to no impact on the prices they receive for their milk.
There's no real obvious change occurred post, for example, 2011 when dollar milk was introduced.
Mick Keogh is the Agricultural Commissioner with the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission.
It's no doubt or possibly had an indirect impact in because the processor margins are squeezed. They may be less generous in terms of their payments back to farmers, but that's not evident from the history of prices in the industry. It's a more complex situation than simply saying dollar milk has had a negative impact on farm gate prices.
Today's ACCC interim report has been a year in the making. Many had hoped it would bring an end to cheap supermarket branded milk. David Innell is the chief executive of the lobby group Australian Dairy Farmers.
When you're selling milk for cheaper than water, we certainly believe that dollar a litre milk has not sent the right signals. It's all about making sure that farmers are well paid for what they do, and having a loss leader at the back of the store is not something that our industry has supported. And once they review this report, I'm confident that we'll be having a lot to say about that particular recommendation.
The ACCC started investigating the dairy industry after the major milk processors Murray Goulburn and Fonterra suddenly and retrospectively cut farmer prices in April last year. They blamed a sudden slump in global milk prices and used clauses in the contracts they have with farmers to claw back the money that they had paid them. It left individual farmers owing the companies hundreds of thousands of dollars, and it prompted an exodus from the industry. Mick Keogh says those cuts reinforced the power imbalance between milk companies and the farmers.
It's been easy for the industry to simply transfer the risk and the uncertainty through to the farm level. We certainly saw that in April 2016 with the major step downs that were retrospectively announced then. And I think we have come to the conclusion in all the analysis we've done that that issue still exists and needs to be addressed to make sure the industry can go ahead and prosper.
The industry has since brought in a voluntary code of conduct, but that doesn't go far enough for the ACCC.
Whilst we acknowledge the industry has done a lot since April 2016 to improve the situation, they've only done it by voluntary agreement. And the difficulty with that is almost without question that will revert over time back to some of the practices in the past.
Pricing has long confused even the farmers who supply milk to the major companies. And now the ACCC wants a more simpler pricing structure and contracts that allow farmers to more easily change the company they supply to. David Innell from the lobby group Australian Dairy Farmers welcomes that.
I think it's fantastic that the ACCC is acknowledging that there needs to be an improvement in the balance of power through the supply chain, that our members will be heavily engaged in making sure that this report is as strong as it possibly can and sends a signal to government that farmers need to be well represented through the supply chain.
The industry has until the end of January to respond to the ACCC's interim report, with a final report due to government in April next year.
Brett Worthington reporting.